Slow season 8, episode 2. We have the regulars, Quail Man and Ball So Hard, but we also have
All right.
We have some special guests tonight. We have Soundwave and Darth.
Yo.
We're really trying to get that third Western Conference team too, just to get a little, you know, get a fair look. What is that?
What the fuck was that? All right, we got intro music.
You're killing my sound.
Oh yeah. If you're gonna do it, you gotta do it right, guys.
Yeah. Do you want me to add that in digitally after, or
is that CM Punk joining the show?
All right. Well, guys, we've had two waves of free agency and way too much time in between season 7 and season 8 with the podcast. So here we are 2 days later, and we're going to talk some free agency. So what are we starting out with? Do we want to go to questions, quickly tell Colts guy that he's not a playoff team, or do we wait off on that?
I think you just told him.
You got it covered, right? You want
to go? Oh, yeah, okay, so we got that one crossed off.
Should we go into our 15 minutes into the Bucks that we didn't mean to talk about the Bucks for 15 minutes?
Okay, yeah, let's
go shower.
I'm going to give you 45 seconds to talk about the Bucks. And in turn, that means the Ray Allen trade, and then you shut up.
Fuck the Bucks.
Wait, is Doug going to shower for real?
No, I'm not. I'm sitting here eating potato chips.
I hope this is recorded. Again? Can you talk into the mic?
Who?
I'm talking to Doug.
He's not listening.
Yeah, well.
No.
Can you hear me?
Unfortunately.
Are you retarded?
All right, so has everyone had a free agency win so far? I think no. Darth hasn't really done anything yet, huh?
No, I threw out
MLEs.
Three MLE offers. One's been signed already, which was Birdman. The other two haven't signed yet, so I'm still hoping to grab one of the two. But nothing spectacular.
Yeah, so
yeah, I appreciate the heads up on the MLE for Birdman.
You got what'd you get him for, Soundwave?
$4.6 million, $100,000 above the MLE.
For 1 year or 4 years?
4 years, no increase.
Nice.
That's very Seattle Supersonics of you.
Hey, you know, that's what I got.
Lakers had some wins. What'd y'all get? Hey.
Me?
Balls.
Yeah. Are you the Lakers?
Oh, I like it when you call me big. Papa, so.
We might as well do for the actual podcast. Tell us what you think about the comparison between him and Zach Randolph.
I think he's pretty close for 5% of the price.
How much playing time can we expect to see from him in LA this year?
Maybe 10 minutes a game. Maybe.
I will be expecting 3.3 points a game to compare it to. Oh, no, he's not 10 points a game. I thought I just looked at it. He had like 16 a game, right? What does Zach Randolph have?
18, I think.
Yeah, okay, well. And the Bucks, what did you do? What have you done?
I had my MLE taken by Dorrell Wright.
Yeah, which no one else was excited about except you.
That was crazy, huh?
You know,
I love when Loco said
value one, but in the index, he was rated pretty high on the when I sort of played defense. So, it sucked my balls.
That was quick.
Yeah. Right in.
No, but I had him and Des Mason signed for cheap.
Yeah, I saw you signed. How many teams has Mason played for now at this point?
I don't know.
I feel like he's all over the place all the time.
He played for me last year for the full season, and I'm glad to have him back. I have him back for two seasons now. So,
what'd you get him for?
Just $1 million a year for 2 years.
Oh, okay. So he was on your team. You had the rights to offer him, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, got it.
The Bucks are 16.
Wow. And that's no telling if he switched teams in the middle of a year, which could have very well possibly happened.
Correct. The only team I see 2 years in a row is the Knicks.
Nice.
That's right. He did play for the Knicks. I forgot about that.
That was the beginning of the league.
It was 2002-03. Oh, okay. And then Clippers, Hornets, and Bucks.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, cool.
Hey, he played for the Hornets. That means he's a winner.
Right.
That's yes.
Exactly. True. why you go after him. I got Ridnour for about as cheap as I thought I could.
That's a good move.
I'm glad he didn't get to the market because I'm pretty sure the Kings would offer him a lot more than what I was. I actually pinned like two teams that could offer the max, and I didn't think they would offer the max, but I thought that they would at least offer more money than me. So I'm glad to have that done.
Andrew Barbosa money.
Yeah, Barbosa. This is okay. Let's just go right into it. RFAs. We got a weird situation developing now. First off, Barbosa accepted the
Trailblazers. Portland Trailblazers.
Yeah, that's right. I did this with balls earlier. I got him completely confused. So the Portland Trailblazers now will theoretically have Barbosa, and Commissioner has what, 38 hours until he has to decide whether or not he's going to accept or not.
Something like that.
What do you guys think? Commissioner's ever gone over the cap? Is he going to match?
No.
I think he does not match.
He does not match.
Was Barbosa even starting for him last year?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He was. He's okay. A beast.
Yeah, he is a beast.
But you mean he's a Hornet?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
This is my problem with it. If you look at Barbosa, I mean, he produced a lot, but I don't think he's a max player. I think he's like an $8 million a year type player.
I'd be willing to agree with you.
Wait,
but,
what?
You know, you're going back to the to the Carmelo argument. They're gonna get maxes no matter what, they're worth it or not.
If there were more shooting guards
than Barbosa,
yeah, but if you put a worth on Carmelo, would you say he's a max player in this sim league? Without people, offering him money right now, is he a max player? I think he's close, but I don't think he's a max player.
Well,
my point is, he's close enough to the max where you can say, all right, I'll pay the extra mil 0.5 for him. But Barbosa, to me, is like $5 million off the max.
That being said, what
position?
Oh, damn, $5 million off the max?
$5 million, that's a lot.
That's $8 million because the max is 13, right?
Right.
I would pay him more than Carmelo because he plays shooting guard.
Yeah, shooting guard is very thin in this league.
Yeah. I mean, I think that
he's an inside
in regards to the Blazers, though, like, this is a good move for the Blazers. And the fact that it's a four-year deal, I mean, the last year is only $18 million. I mean, how many guys do we have on our teams or have had on our teams that have crept into that $22, $23, $24 million last deal? Because he signed 7-year deals. I mean, this guy could be a complete and total disaster, but he's a 4-year disaster.
Yep, and he runs the same amount of years as Francis. I mean, if this things don't turn out for him, 4 years reset.
Yeah, I mean, but I think it's going to be good for him. I mean, Balls, we talked about this earlier. Didn't you think this was a good move for him?
Oh yeah, I mean, but he needs his next move. He needs to add talent because he had a good top two before, right? He had Francis, he had Prince, and now he's got Barbosa. But after those three guys, his team is really, really thin. So he won't make a playoff push until he actually gets a little bit more talent. I mean, everybody knows you got to go eight deep in the league, at least eight deep in your depth chart to really, you know, make any kind of push in the playoffs.
So, I mean, what's his front court look like?
It's like Gortat and Divac. And,
it's awful, really. Yeah. I mean, it really is.
He just drafted Carl Landry.
Yeah, I mean, he's got Carl Landry.
Oh, yeah. He's not going to, I mean, he's not going to body up very well against some of the bigger centers and forwards in the league. But, I mean, he could score a lot more points than anybody else. I mean, we'll see.
Well, I mean, Energy has done, Energy, whatever you want to call him, he's done everything he can do. You know, like, there's no looking down upon him offering that contract with Barbosa.
No, yeah. I think he's still got
a year or two to go.
Yeah, he got a, you know, when he picked up his team, he didn't have some of the luxuries that my team was awful when I picked it up. But that being said, I had draft picks that gave me young players on rookie deals that have built my team right now. He didn't have that. I mean, he's got Francis, and he had to sign Tayshaun. So he's got two huge contracts. If he signs Barbosa, he's done as far as cap space goes. I mean, how does he get that front court in the next year or two?
Yeah, but he's got a draft. I mean, that's the only way you can get talent from now on.
And is he going to be with this team right here? You know where he's going to be? Eighth, ninth seed. That's where he's going to be. And so, you know, he's not going to get. It's a shitty situation.
Well,
it is.
I think he could have moved one of those two guys, Tayshaun or Francis, and picked up, you know, some smaller pieces. It'd have been risky, but I think it would have been worth it for him.
I think that may be still his only. I don't know. I think you're right. I mean,
well,
you know,
I wouldn't trade.
I think draft picks were. Is his answer?
I wouldn't
very low draft picks.
I wouldn't trade either one of those guys. I mean, to make room for Barbosa. I mean, he obviously offered this contract thinking that Barbosa would help. I mean, I think he thought it was $2 million less because of the outdated post. But I mean, he offered this with the intention of keeping the other two guys. I would hope. I mean, I think these two guys are better than Barbosa.
No, I mean, he's all in. He's all in with these guys now. But I'm just looking 2 years. I mean, until these four years, these contracts fall off, where does he get his four and five? I mean, do we think Carl Landry's going to be, you know, where does he get those other guys from? He really has no depth. Yeah, he doesn't have any depth on the team.
Yeah.
Vlade is 39 years old.
Carl Landry could be a good fifth best player on a team, but he still needs that. He needs that fourth best player, and then he needs that sixth and that seventh and that eighth. So those are four big pieces he's missing. He can still make the playoffs. I mean,
yeah, I think he can too. Definitely think he can.
What about the possibility of him playing up Barbosa for the next 5 weeks, 6 weeks, and then dealing him?
He can't for a year.
Wait, for RFAs in general, or if you match it?
No, it's all.
Oh, is that for commissioner? If he matches it, he can't trade him for a year?
That's what I thought.
It's for both of them. Anybody who signs his contract, he cannot be moved for 1 year.
So RFAs cannot be moved for a year, no matter what.
Unless he was signed, like, say if commissioner just signed him outright, he could be moved. But if you if somebody offers
a deal,
yeah, if an offer sheet was placed, then they can't be moved for a year.
Hmm. Interesting.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God.
Try thinking alike.
Never. Scary. Never again.
Nope. I quit.
That's it. Drop the mic. Well, I mean, what do you think that commissioner offered him?
Probably like 10 a year.
10, yeah. Yeah, I would say 10, 11. Between 10 and 11, that's what I would.
I would say less, because why do you have to go anymore? If he knew someone was going to throw a max at him, why not try to get him for less than that?
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
To actually get a decent chance that he signs, to not lowball him too much.
That's what Trey and I did with ours. I mean, I know Battier probably wasn't going to get a max, but, you know, if you have that first period, why not just throw out a favorable contract and try to hit a home run?
Right.
Well,
I mean, it sucks because I kind of wish that I'd gone a little bit lower, honestly. I mean, I think that he didn't get much playing time. He didn't put up many points. I mean, he's a highly rated point guard, but, you know, the Magic never used him in his rookie contract. So he probably was okay with signing that contract. I mean, we've seen some guys offer contracts in that re-signings period that are just ludicrous. And, I mean, who knows what this guy would have signed for. I'm glad.
So what did you get him for?
8 in the first year and a 10% increase, 5 years. So, I mean, his last year is 11.5.
So
I think that's a fair contract.
You wish you would have offered lower.
It's just to take a chance. I mean, because what I'm saying is he signed that offer. So you're like, oh, well, that's a great contract.
Yeah, I mean, what if someone
If he would have signed someone's offer?
Well, no, I completely understand that. I'm just saying that you look at it and you say, ah, well, damn, how, you know, could I have gotten him for 8 flat? I mean, you're happy you got him. But I mean, that's where we don't know what these players think. I mean, that we know they're ones and zeros at this point. Sim League is real life, though. What is their inclination? What are they trying to get out of this? Because if you offer them 8, that could be 3 or 4 more than they thought. Your 12th bench guy could offer you $8 million a year in the re-signing period, and you just tell him to, you know, take a hike.
Has anyone? Seriously tried to analyze the loyalty, greed, play for a winner numbers based on free agency and decisions that players made?
I was sure Yao was going to leave.
It makes no sense. I spent the day looking at it, and it made no sense whatsoever.
I was sure that Yao was going to leave last year, or at least test the free agent market, and he signed, like, he did the re-signing period. That was it. Because he wanted to play for a winner, and he wasn't loyal. So I wasn't a winner. There was no reason for him to be loyal. And then in the first re-signing period, he offered the max deal.
So, yeah. That kind of throws that shit out the window.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
So do we want to talk about other teams' free agent acquisitions, or more so lack thereof?
Yeah, who do you want to talk about?
Let's talk about the Sonics.
Ooh.
No, let's not.
I think was that a weighted question? Was that a weighted question? You were hoping for us to be like,
Doug, get the sock out of your mouth.
What?
Is he doing this from underwater? Dude, get the bong off your face.
Seriously, what computer did you end up buying? Because it sucks.
Please don't say Mac.
Oh, come on.
Everybody's computer's working well, has a Mac here, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Awkward.
Yeah. I don't. Mac sucks.
Oh, you're one of those guys.
Don't tell that to Quail right now.
Oh, yeah. I think Quail is actually. Where is he?
I think Quail's been talking for like 10 minutes. We just can't hear him because it's stupid.
No, the fucking internet connection in my hotel room.
I told you that was going to happen to us. I'm the one recording the call, and I was sure that I would have to renew my lease in the middle of the podcast, and luckily it happened right before the podcast. So, yeah, I mean, dude, B-Ball has been running his mouth about a lot of things. And he didn't get anybody yet. I mean, he hasn't had a chance to sign anybody yet. He's lost some people.
He's had plenty of chances.
Oh. Yeah, oh, yeah, he has.
You know, the problem with him is he tried to hit a home run. He tried to hit a home run, and he just struck out. I mean, it can happen to anybody, but instead of just picking up, like, you know, guys that can help him in the future. He was going after the big hit.
He doesn't need a home run either.
No.
What?
He doesn't need a home run.
He didn't even need Barbosa. But he wanted to make it – he wanted to push Commissioner, which I don't blame anybody. You know, those guys who are stars on the Hornets need to be taken off of that team. But, you know, he didn't need Barbosa. He has Roy a year into it who's done pretty well. I wish that Martin would produce what Roy did in the first 2 years – or first year. I mean, it's just – he didn't need that guy, and instead of going and signing other people who could help his team, he's gone a completely different way. So,
well, he's going to end up paying, like, you remember the Ernest Brown contract?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to end up paying that guy probably, like, $10 million for 1 year. And he, I mean, I can see that happening.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. He's going to end up paying somebody, you know, who doesn't deserve it, just to have him on his team, just to say he has him or whatever.
He's going to do it. Like, he's going to know – he's going to try to do something out of spite. Like, if he knows people are going after somebody, he's going to try to just take them.
Yeah, he'll probably.
I'm going after Jameson Curry, man.
Jameson Curry.
But, so, that's the Sonics, and they had the one seed in the West. Darth, you want to talk about your team? And, I mean, you kind of said that you threw in a couple of –
which bow to the Bill also had a question, and he said to talk about the Caron Butler trade, which nobody really said anything about. It was actually made, the trade happened, and then Commissioner processed it about 10 minutes after it happened, so there was really no discussion on it. Yeah, I mean, that was my big off-season move, getting Caron Butler.
Oh, okay. Who'd you give up for him?
I gave up J.R. Smith. Hold on, let me go look at the trade.
If I remember, it was a good trade for you.
I'm gonna pull it up right now.
Is there a cherry on top with a second round pick or something like that?
God damn, there's been a lot of trades. Caron Butler.
Jesus. Is this something into the page?
For Anthony Carter, Keith Van Horn, J.R. Smith, and a second rounder. Yeah. So it was Van Horn, J.R. Smith, and my backup point guard. Van Horn, yeah, I've been shopping Van Horn all off season long, trying to get some good value for him. And yeah, I upgraded the position over J.R. Greatly. Well,
it was like you said earlier that, or somebody said earlier that two guard position is really hard to fill.
It is, and it's been my biggest hole. And I mean, I've been patching it up for years with you know, Katino Mobley, and then I've got J.R. Smith, who, yeah.
Are you worried about the J.R. Smith trade though? Didn't you deal Granger?
About,
like,
not
him exploding?
J.R. Smith. Well, no, I'm not worried about J.R. Smith becoming Granger. I mean, J.R. Smith has an A potential still, but what, it's been 3 or 4 years now, and he just doesn't shoot. I had him in the options for, I want to say, 2 sims. He refuses to shoot. He just doesn't shoot enough.
That's ironic, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And yeah, it is. It is. But I mean, I've noticed that just some players don't shoot.
Mike Miller.
Yes. When they're good and they could score a lot, but he just never shot a lot. So yeah, and
Katino Mobley was also like that though.
Yeah. Yeah. Realistically, J.R. Smith, Biedrins, and Darren Williams, coming up. I had to pay all of those guys, and J.R. Smith is the guy that I really didn't want to give a long-term contract to, because I just don't feel like he lived up to his potential. So, I mean, I got a contract now. I'll be over the cap for the next several, I mean, years. I got to pay Biedrins next year and do something with Sean Marion. So,
well, what are you doing to fill out your roster? You have 8 guys right now.
MLEs. All I need is a backup. Like, I mean,
can only use one.
Yeah, yeah. Unfortunately, I need a point guard. I need a backup point and a backup center right now. That's what's important. So, that's where my MLEs are focused.
I know somebody who's shopping a center. Not me.
I don't have anything to give for one. So.
Pavel Pogolzin.
He's really not that bad.
He's not.
300-pound, 7'5" center. You can't hurt there. It's a big body.
Yeah.
You can always get Nicolo's Tiscavilli.
Yeah, he wants us. He wants us to talk about.
What is
put that on there too?
By the way, Pelicans. Pelicans, this is way too many questions. Cut it out.
Hey, so we talked about earlier, Quill, and I talked about, I don't know if you guys ever read ESPN, that 5-on-5 thing,
mm-hmm.
where they ask 5 questions to 5 analysts and they answer.
Yeah.
And I was thinking we could possibly do these questions on the board like that. So Trey can say it, and we can go in order and give answers.
Sounds good.
Sounds good.
Do we want to start? Okay, we'll go with how does the Bucks acquisition of Ray Allen affect the Eastern Conference race?
Just go, Trey, you answer, Quail, Soundwave.
I think it makes him a stronger team. I think that, I don't know that he necessarily passes up the Hornets, but he's definitely going to be a tough team to outscore if those guys get their shots. But that's a big if. We'll see. Doug?
I think this will help me get past the Hornets when it comes to scoring because, I mean, look at last year's Eastern Conference Finals when defense met offense and offense easily prevailed.
Yeah.
I think at this point, it's you just got to sometimes be able to outscore them. And I figured, hey, get a score at almost every position. And, you know, if one guy has a bad day, you have 4 of the dudes to step in. But... That said, I think it could give me an edge over the Hornets, but I don't know how that'll put me up against other teams. So that's my biggest question for me.
Keeping it in the Eastern Conference wave, what do you think?
I hate Loco.
Just in general?
No, for giving him Ray Allen. Not giving him, but trading to the Bucks. It was a glaring hole in the Bucks, and he filled it.
It was the only thing he could do, really, honestly. I mean, looking at – he wasn't going to be able to offer Barbosa. It is really funny, though, that he was handed that guy because it's the best guy that he possibly could have got. Sorry, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was talking to a few other teams. Nothing
You've
was
already
really
gone.
Sense.
Stop speaking.
What? Oh, sorry.
Wave, you're still up, man.
No, I mean, Quill, if you want to go on with that, I mean, I don't mind. Go on.
No, I was just saying that I had other potential deals on the table, and I was probably going to move Sharif for something eventually, but there was nothing, like, in stone. That was one that kind of just popped out of nowhere. So, but yeah, sorry.
No, I was working on trying to work on something to send him Mo Pete. I just with all his huge salaries, which I don't know, you're going to be in salary cap hell.
Yeah,
I don't know how you're not, but I couldn't get anything to match. Just couldn't find anything to match up.
We ran the numbers. He's got 66.2 this year with 9 players, and 68.3 next year with 7 players. So. It's next year where it's the real problem. This year, I mean, he's going to sign. He'll do an MLE probably. Right, Doug?
I already did.
Oh, well, God.
Yep.
I'm
over. I know.
You're way over then. You can't move that MLE either. So, all right. Well, I mean, let's go into the Western Conference. Let's go with my co-host, Balls.
Yeah, I think it has a huge effect on the Eastern Conference race, and I've got it on some insider information that the Hornets are looking to possibly break up their big franchise and move some big pieces. So I think the East is wide open.
Yeah, I figured that. I mean, especially if Barbosa doesn't sign. Well, Barbosa goes to a different team. I don't think he has a lot of pieces to keep him interested, I guess. Like, if he sells these pieces off now, he'll be able to retool in, what, 2 years, guys? I mean, if that.
God, I hope he doesn't sell to the East.
Yeah, me neither. No. Darth.
Yeah, first off, I'll believe that when I see it.
Yeah.
With Commissioner and his Hornets. But my first question is, I have a question to answer the question. Who are your scoring options?
Who's not?
Oh, you only get three. You get three and you got four. Someone's falling off.
That's the thing, though. You got to look and see,
I mean,
who.
You have a number one option in Rashard Lewis, who was the number one option on that team. You have Gilbert Arenas. You have Ray Allen. You have a metal Kerr. Who's your scoring option? Someone's falling off.
It would be definitely Arenas, Kerr, and Allen.
And Allen.
At least in the beginning.
Wait. So you won't be. You won't be using your three? I forgot who that was again.
Rashard Lewis.
Yeah, you won't be using
Lewis? Who averaged 22 points a game.
I wouldn't.
They all averaged 20 points a game.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. One of them's going to drop off, and I'm going with Allen. Not Allen, sorry. Lewis is probably going to be the one that takes a hit, but
they're all going to fall off. I mean, from a guy,
they are.
From a guy who's had stars on his team, like multiple stars, they all take a hit. I mean, that's a fact.
I mean, honestly, I would probably look at Allen or Okur first before I looked at Lewis. I mean, you're going to make both guards scoring options, and then you're going to go with a Kerr who may not even run in your offense that well.
He's in our division.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I'm just trying to put
doubt in his mind.
If the Hornets, what is that noise? Is that a plane, a helicopter landing?
No, that was my air conditioner.
Oh, okay.
Sitting right next to it.
I think he's solidified himself as the number two team in the East.
Mm-hmm.
If the Hornets, you know, keep their core, and yeah, I mean, I think he can give the Hornets a run for their money. I mean, it depends on how these guys go together too.
I can agree with earlier. Sorry, we'll go on to the next question.
Why not just crown him now? Crown him. Just crown his ass.
You want to crown?
Crown his ass.
No, I was just gonna add, say back when I had number two pick, I did get an offer, a pretty interesting offer from the Hornets. So,
from the who?
Don't talk trade offers on this podcast.
No, this is past. This is over and done with.
Oh, well, don't talk that either.
Too. Yeah.
Well, since we're talking Eastern Conference playoffs, Magic.
I think they could be an 18 at best. Didn't they get, what's his name, Glenn Robinson?
That's it.
So they've got Glenn Robinson, Steve Nash. I mean, they could possibly be an 18, but I doubt it.
It's not that he has no talent on the team. It's just the East is that deep.
Yeah, no, I mean, how injuries happen. I mean, I know how injuries happen. You know, like something devastating can happen to one of these, you know, middle, you know, 5 through 8 seeds that can.
He's too young, man. I mean, he really is. He's got a lot of young pieces. We'll see how they come together. But, like, I don't see anything that really jumps off the page to me. I mean, Nash will be able to score. Curry's going to be awesome, I guess.
It
depends on your definition of awesome.
Again, it goes back to the fact that the Central Division alone is insane. So, yeah. I don't know. It's going to be hard for me to say he's better than the Knicks.
I'm gonna go with just no. I don't even think he has a chance, and that, not because his team is that bad, just because I can easily name 8, 9, 10 teams better than his in the East.
I mean, the Hawks are I still think the Hawks are the Pacers. They could be better than him. I think it's more fun to name the teams who we think might be better than him in the Eastern Conference. But
I mean, Raptors, Bucks, Pistons, Cavs, Bulls, Hornets, Hawks, the whole Central Division, and the Pacers could be too, but guaranteed, like, everyone, almost everyone in that division is better than the Magic. Then you go, the 76ers are without a doubt better. The Nets are getting a lot better.
The Nets are better,
yeah. Yeah, the Nets are better. Miami, you know, if they continue what they were doing at the end of last year, they're better.
What about the Wizards? I mean, you know, they just got T-Mac and other pieces.
Yeah, right? I mean, there are those teams, Boston and Washington, who did major retools.
Well, Boston is a different story, but Washington's got Shaq and T-Mac and Jermaine O'Neal, and they made the playoffs last year with the worst roster. So,
it'll be an interesting year, that's for sure. But I don't think the Magic will make it.
Okay, let me go to the next question. We've already talked about some of these. Okay, for which teams, I like this one, for which teams, if any, this year is it championship or bust? Let's start on the other side. Let's go Darth.
Championship or bust, huh? Well, I would have to start that with looking at the cap situations. I mean, you got a few guys. We seen, like, big time, like, people trying to get their cap in check this offseason. But, I mean, you still have some guys with some pretty old teams, and those are the main ones that I'd say it's championship or bust. I might be leaning to say it's championship or bust for the commissioner. I think he gives it another year. I think he may be thinking about what Ball said, and I think he gives it another year, though.
Balls.
I would go with the Knicks, who are 20 million over the Bucks, because he's made all these moves, and pretty much if he doesn't get to the championship, it'd probably be a disappointment. Myself, the Hornets, and that's really the four teams I have.
I think it's got to be, I mean, clearly more than everybody else is the Bucks. I mean, just seeing how, and, you know, I know he's on the podcast, so it's going to be really funny talking about him. But, I mean, just seeing how much he's put into this, and really, I mean, it's just another one of those teams that you just don't know what you're going to get. A couple years ago, you were the Eastern Conference Finals, and you had a good team. We told you you had a good team, and it came together. But there's been other times where it just hasn't worked as well as you would have thought it was. So, I mean, this is the strongest team you put out on the floor. I think everybody can say that pretty easily, but are they going to work together? You know, three or four Sims in, are we going to be hearing a very sad Quail Man? I don't know.
Yeah, I hope not. I would definitely say, I don't know if I would say it's championship or bust this year, but it would definitely give me an idea of what I would need to do with this team if I don't get far, you know? Like, I'll know, like, oh, if I'm close and I know I have a couple moves that I can make next year. But if it's not really close at all, then yeah. But I'm hoping for the best.
We should give guys no trade clauses.
that'd be weird. But I honestly, I think another team that we haven't really touched on that I think maybe championship or bust are the Jazz. They traded for Grant Hill. Who's on a pretty decent sized deal and getting pretty up there in age. And each year has been kind of on a decline. He took on Antoine Walker's big contract to pair him up with Greg Oden. So, I mean, I don't want to say it's championship or bust, but he's definitely trying to make a push this year.
Wave.
Rockets.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh man. How did we overlook him?
Yep. I don't know.
Yeah, and I don't know. Maybe I'm going out on a limb on that, but I think if he doesn't get it or doesn't get close, if he gets close, he's going to match everybody next year. He'll have maxes across the board. If he doesn't, I can see him just, you know, reworking it. Of course, the Hornets, too. I think you could put it in there.
It's hard to – I mean, I really have a hard time saying a team that's won 3 out of 4. Like, yeah, it'll be fun if he can win another one, but if he doesn't, you know
– Yeah. I'm in that same boat, Trey.
Huh?
I'm in that same boat.
I personally think he's getting bored whipping our asses every year.
And I think that's why it may not be – he might have more fun blowing this team up and starting over than, you know, keeping this team together.
Showing us how it's done.
Yeah. Well, I mean, no one knows the formula, honestly. I mean, it's been silly to even try and compete with them. I mean, the Sixers are the best example last year. I mean, that defensive squad got housed, just housed. And, I mean, I honestly, Wave, between me and you in that first series, I don't think either one of us really had much of a shot at all. And
you know, I really didn't think so either, but I swept them during the regular season, and yeah. I still don't see how I only won one game.
Yeah,
I'm in the playoffs. It still just blows my mind.
Yeah,
even though most of them were close, he didn't wipe the floor with me or anything. But
Aaron Parker turned it on.
Yeah.
Hell,
no, Pete didn't.
Good Lord. Did the T-Wolves and Grizzlies take themselves out of the Western Conference by trading all-star shooting guards Paul Pierce and Ray Allen?
I think the Grizzlies won't be what they were last year.
It's very strange to me that the T-Wolves did what they did this offseason. They've essentially blown up the whole team. I mean,
they tried to Boozer because that's the team.
Well, I guess you're right. I mean, they just don't have anybody, and he hasn't been around to really offer any. I mean, I don't think he's going to field the team. He's not going to have a full team to field. I mean, I don't know. You go to the championship with a bunch of these guys, and you don't even try to get them back. I mean, I don't know.
What did he trade Jason Terry, right?
He traded for Jason. What? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
When he traded Paul Pierce, did he trade for Jason Terry? I think Jason Terry, Quentin Richardson, and someone else, Dallin Bear. Is that right?
Pierce. Paul Pierce for Jason Terry, Quentin Richardson, and Dallin Bear.
So I think what he was doing there, and not that I necessarily agree with it, but I think what he was doing there is just trying to get more depth. But at the expense of his second best scorer on his team. Like, I think last year he really leaned a lot on Boozer and on Pierce that entire season. So sending away your the second piece to that championship puzzle.
Well, those guys are two completely different positions, though. You know, I mean, you have all of your scorers in the 1 through 3, you know, and he's got his best scorer down low, and he had Pierce out on the outside. I mean, so those two guys played together really well. I mean, neither one of them are really going to take away scoring from the other one, and yeah, I don't know. It just seems weird to me. That's all.
And while I say I don't think Memphis will be as good this year, I don't, but I still like the move for him. I like the move. I think he's setting himself up for a little bit longer term.
Mm-hmm.
With it. I mean, Sharif comes off the books next year. He's gonna have an ass load of cap to play with. Mm-hmm. So I mean, I do like the move.
Anybody else didn't answer that one? Cool. Balls, did you answer that one?
I did not, but I don't think the Grizzlies are really ever out of the picture with Joe Johnson. I mean, if Joe Johnson gets his fire, it's really hard to stop him. But I wouldn't call him a favorite either.
Speaking of Western Conference favorites, or, you know, at least in the top three, will the Sonics ever make the Western Conference Finals, or will they make their first one this year?
I thought they made one before.
Well,
yeah, I think they lost to the Mavs or the Spurs this, the first year.
This is not my stat guy here. This is coming from Pel78. This isn't even me. So
yeah, they've made it before and they lost to Spurs, I believe it was, like Doug said.
Okay.
Back in the Ray Allen, McDice.
This is before that. This is Theo Ratliff and David Robinson and who else did he have on his? I think he had Sharif at the time too.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, he had a pretty solid team.
Well, I think he did have Ray Allen.
He traded for him, but I can't remember if that was that year or later on or what.
He traded Andre Miller for Ray Allen, I think, after the first season.
Oh, okay. That might have been it, yeah.
So do you got – well, we could change questions. Do you think they make it this year?
Yeah.
No. Simple.
I think he's missing on a couple of – he's missed a lot in free agency. I don't know that it makes his team weaker, but, I mean, I don't think so, no. I think you got a couple teams that are better than him. I don't know.
I think he's pretty good across, the first, one through four, but then he has a glaring hole at five. And in the West, with a lot of those big bodies, you need someone down there. I think right now, when I think of the top four teams in the West, I'm going to go Lakers, Mavs, Rockets, and then Sonics, you know?
You think Mim is a glaring hole at five?
Oh, I forgot he had him. I don't think he's a glaring hole. Never mind. I forgot he had him. But he keeps talking as if he didn't have him, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm looking at his roster right now, and, I mean, he's got one through five. He ain't got nothing else. He's got literally six players on the team.
Yeah.
He always does that, though, right? Every year?
He does have the Baino Ujic, if you didn't know that.
Really?
Does he have Bino? Seriously? I wonder if he's wanting to trade him.
He'll throw it in. He'll throw him and 10 points in and for a top pick.
What is wrong with Bino that he wants to get rid of him so bad?
Well, it's just he's not going to play over Chris Paul. And he's not bad. I was trying to get him to throw him in on that trade that I did. But
I tried getting him last year when he was looking for a three before Harrington blew up. I was trying to send Corliss to him. Corliss and some points or something like that, for Bino. Since he isn't going to get playing, like you said, he's not getting playing time. So I was like, well, shit.
Well, let's go.
Corliss for Bino, that would have been terrible.
I know, that wasn't the deal. I was just saying that was the foundation. I have all the right to send him shitty trade offers because that's all I heard from him.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you.
How many feeder teams are there, and which teams would you link them to? I don't know that they're linked specifically to other teams. That's not necessarily fair, but there are teams that
live. There are teams that feed the rest of the league.
Yeah, live off of getting draft picks. Magic.
Does he mean how many Busta Hines there are? Or, I saw that question. I don't know exactly what he means by that.
Yeah, I don't either.
I think he was making a reference to how up until now the Magic have been kind of on their good players just before they get good, or the Hawks were kind of doing the same thing. But I mean, the Hawks honestly were doing a good deal with this team until I don't know what happened. But
well, he made a stupid trade last year. I think he traded for Mourning, didn't he? And then Mourning retired. Or he traded pieces away, didn't he?
He gave up Mim.
He gave up Mim.
I don't think Mim's that good, though. I thought it was almost like a salary dump.
Yeah, it was pretty much for him, for Terrell. Terrell was looking to get rid of him, although not too cheaply, because believe me, I tried cheaply. It didn't work.
I was trying to pry Iggy away from him, but yeah, that wasn't happening.
Yeah,
well, he paid, two first-round picks for Iggy, so.
Yeah, he sure
did.
Three
first-round picks.
Three.
Oh, yeah, even worse, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a haul for him. So, yeah, I don't really know what that question is. We can move on.
Well, the did the Nuggets.
Did the Wizards make a mistake pairing with Shaq? Go ahead.
I don't know. I don't, I mean, I don't know the answer to that question.
What was the question? I didn't hear you.
Does the Wizards make a mistake pairing up Shaq with T-Mac instead of Shaq with Kobe? And is the reason because Shaq and Kobe didn't want to play next to each other?
Yes, that was the reason. That was it.
The one.
When are we going to start to see the Cavaliers version of Shaq?
Oh, how my ass tastes.
What the fuck? Can we? Wait, let's take a quick sidebar. I want to hear Dar's story about nearly getting banned off the website. I want to hear what happened.
Oh, with great and powerful Pelicans fan? Oh, I saved. I have all of these messages.
Oh, is that the one when you told him to shut the F up?
I don't think I told him that.
He didn't like that?
Yeah, but why would he like that?
I don't think I told him
that. I talk to him like that all the time.
No, I was watching this whole thing take place, and I wasn't saying anything the whole time they started enforcing this fucking strict shit that was going on. Everybody was getting warnings. I think 10 of y'all got warnings. Huh?
For like a day. Like they enforced it for a day.
Yeah, but it happened and it was very plentiful. Like everyone was like, oh, I got a warning. And I'm just watching this shit and I'm just like disgusted. I'm like, this is fucking ridiculous. So on and so forth. So I said something. I made a very innocent post in league chat about 42. And I said that...
Wait, hold up. Say that again. You said it was an innocent post?
It was a very innocent post. It says...
Didn't you say it was like a... effing douchebag or something?
I said this was it exactly. It was very innocent. I said, Balls. It was directed to you, Balls. I said, Balls, remember that one time when I said that it seems you always have to be right? Well, no one has anything on this guy 42. That is one of the most arrogant and obnoxious posters I've seen on PR. How on earth he gets away with trolling others on a daily basis is beyond me. I guess if you use big words, then it's not considered trolling. No big words needed here. That guy is a fucking prick. I completely edited.
Nothing wrong with that.
Do you understand when you lose the credibility about really innocent?
That was innocent for me.
You have to update the Wikipedia page.
Oh my god.
So he sends me a warning, and I didn't think that warranted a warning. And I said, and he sent me a warning. I said, what language? I said, it clearly states in the terms of service that as long as the letters are starred out, it's okay. I said, did I read that wrong? And I was like, and then he... said the word prick was bad, I couldn't say the word prick. And then we went back and forth for about five messages. And my last message, I called him God at one point. I said, yeah, I'll leave it alone. I said, you are God. Oh, I will worship you. I told him all kind of crazy shit.
Yeah, completely innocent.
Yeah, but yeah, that was fun. It was a fun day.
I'm glad we added that to the podcast because that was good.
If I recall, though, all that stuff really didn't even have much to do with us. They just kind of went off on the whole board that day for some reason. I forgot where it was or what it was, but they just it was something to do with sponsors or something like that.
Yeah.
You remember the owner of the board got a tweet about Pelicans report allowing
it was a torrent. It was
linked to be posted.
Yeah, to watch, to stream live sports. That's
yes, what it was. Joe. Yeah, Joe got notified. Joe Garrity. Yeah.
Yep. Someone put a link up during the
Summer League
games.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Stream the game.
Which is a big deal, especially if you want to have any connection.
Oh, without a doubt. That's pretty dumb.
What is their connection with the blog? Is it there? Like, are the same people doing the blog, or they just know the same people? I mean,
no, pretty much at this point. Yeah, I mean, now and the blog is a ESPN affiliate too.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was
a big deal.
But yeah, I mean, Joe's taken both things over. So I mean, it's all Joe now.
Gotcha. Okay. Oh yeah, 42. I see his tweets all the time. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know. JNR informed me later that day. He was like, "Dude, you didn't know that he was a mod?" And I'm like, "I had no idea that he was a mod. Apparently, he's a mod."
Yeah. I didn't either until I got, you know, a message. And I just responded. I just said, you know, was it you just warning everybody or did I say something? And he said, "Oh, you said something somewhere." And I was like, "Okay, cool, whatever." You know. Yeah. But wait, I'm sorry. I just thought of something. We missed the team on the championship or bust. And I thought of this guy when we were talking about the cursing on the site. Bojangles.
Oh, you think Jangles is up there, huh?
I would have to agree. Based on his comments lately,
mm-hmm.
He's been talking about blowing it up a lot.
His formula didn't work very well against the best team in the league, so I don't blame him.
Yeah.
He pretty much said today that because he thought free agency was at like six or something, and he didn't get his.
And he obviously didn't get his bids in. Yeah.
Yeah, and
he actually messaged me earlier today and asked me when the free agency was, and I'm like, well, the other night on Monday it was at 6 p.m. and it's every 2 days, so I was like, you know, probably this afternoon, this evening around six.
You see how you see how Quail does this stuff so he can have a competitive advantage?
That was pretty slick.
That's like not playing your guys in fantasy football.
You're a fucking prick.
I like this next question because I think it could be pretty simple, or at least I'm skipping some other questions.
Wow.
That's
funny.
Division prediction.
No, we skipped the Nuggets one. The Nuggets one's great.
Oh, will the Nuggets ever find the Sim League handbook? I guess it needed to be read. That's my bad.
Never mind.
Honestly, Nuggets owner, and I don't know exactly how you pronounce your name.
I think it's KCLA boy. It must be like Kansas City, Louisiana boy.
KCLA boy, okay. I don't know if I would read the handbook at this point because it's probably so outdated that I don't think it'll help you any.
I mean, I think it's the noise of a bird. Caw or something like that is what I think it is. What was the question again?
No, I think Darth hit it on. It's probably Kansas City Nana Boy or something like that.
Okay.
I thought it was Clayboy.
Caw. It's not Caw. And the Bulls are in the Central Division.
Yeah, that was dumb.
That's another one that I don't know. I'm kind of feeling iffy about.
I think LeBron is a game changer. I think he's got some other good pieces, but I don't know. I mean, team wasn't great there at the end. Oh, we lost somebody. Who'd we lose? We lost Soundwave.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
We're going to get him back in here. All
right, well, we can start everybody else's division winners. Balls.
For what division?
Yeah, hung up on y'all.
No big deal. No, like pick the four division winners.
Who, me?
No, Balls.
I'll pick myself, the Rockets. I'll leave the Central for last, and I'll say the Wizards, And then, this is a tough one. I'll say the Hornets again just because they haven't blown it up.
Okay, Darth.
I am going to go with the Wizards. The Bucks. The Mavs. And Lakers, Supersonics. Barring injuries, Lakers.
Can you say that with the Lakers?
Yeah, that's why it had to be said. It had to be said.
It does need to be said.
Wave.
Sonics. Sorry, Balls. He might win a division. I don't know if that means much in the playoffs, though.
I think he would be the one to tell you it doesn't either. And
You're saying the Sonics are going to go further than me in the playoffs, or
no, quite the opposite. Quite the opposite.
Okay.
I'm saying he might win the division, but that doesn't mean everything. The Hornets, the Knicks.
Good pick.
Mavericks.
Yay.
Bucks. No, I'm sorry. That's not a prediction. I'm telling it's your turn.
I thought you were picking me to win.
No.
As the team stand right now, I'm going to go Western Conference first. I'm going to go Lakers just because I think that defense is fucking crazy. Like, I just don't see how, barring injury, I guess it's the asterisk at the end of that at the end of that statement, but I think the Lakers win that. I'm also going to go with the Mavs. I think they really are pretty well across the board.
Oh, shit. All right. Now it's too much pressure, guys.
I think I said the Mavs just as much as your response as anything.
I'm going to go. Until the Sixers blow it up, I'm going to say Sixers.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about him. Sorry, Bo.
And then I'm going to pick myself just because, if I don't pick myself, then...
Who will?
Yeah. Well, apparently...
I did.
Yeah, apparently Chad did, so...
You're
going to
pick yourself no matter what.
Yeah, I know. I'm really flexible.
You're such a D-bag.
I'm gonna go again. The
Pistons.
We'll go with the Lakers. Again, it'll probably be close, and I don't think that this is the year that Scott rests his guys. I think that he definitely wants that division title back. So, we'll see. I think the Lakers are gonna win that one. I think the Rockets. I don't know. I mean, they're a pretty deep team. I know you're just as deep there, Darth, but I think they'll probably make it three in a row. Well, the Pistons, obviously. that's a no-brainer.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to laugh.
I'm going to go. I think it depends on what the Hornets do. I mean, barring
it. Have they ever not won our division?
Well, when they sucked before.
The first year.
Yeah, like 2 years. First 2 years, right?
Okay.
I think barring a Garnett trade, I'm going to go with the Hornets. I just don't know that. The Bucks. Quayle, your team looks great on paper.
It's an unknown right now.
I don't know if you'll know how to use them. I don't mean that as an insult either, that you have to learn in the first three or four sims, and you have
to... True.
Quayle's going to take, no offense, Quayle, you're going to take quite a few, most of the season to figure out your team.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Hornets know what they're doing.
Oh, yeah, I mean, yeah.
They're going to get out to a fast start. You ain't going to touch them.
And it's also, Wave, you and I are in the same boat here. We have virtually the same team coming back. I mean, we know how to use our teams, too. So if we get on a hot start, you know, I'm not saying we'll top the Hornets, but we may end up above Doug. I mean, I think I can see Doug winning the division, but I can also see Doug finishing fourth or fifth.
Yeah.
I mean,
again, though, that's not saying anything about the playoffs. I think the playoffs will be a different story.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He'll be tough to play when
to win the division. Yeah.
Well, when you can specialize towards that, you know, one playoff series, that's a complete difference maker. But
exactly.
I'm going to say the Hornets, as long as they have Garnett. I mean, they still can't they can't be beaten down low. It doesn't seem like so. And Borkad is still an animal. I'm going to go with the Sixers. I mean, they still have that same defensive presence that they had before, and they're still trying to fill out some spots. We'll see what happens. I think the only reason I'd pick the Wizards over them is because they haven't filled out the roster, but I think their starting five is still better. And Shaq's legs are going to fall off eventually. I think. Did Sim's legs fall off?
Did y'all notice today Kamish put up his trade block for the Hornets? Have y'all ever seen him do that before?
Never.
Nope.
Wait, hold on. Yeah. I didn't even know he put that up.
No, I saw it. I think it means that he's shopping everyone, right? Everyone on that list?
That's what it seems like.
Wow.
But that to someone me is...
Go get Eric Barkley.
I should go get him.
Well, hell. I mean, I can only hope for the best from Ridnour if Barkley's that good of a starter, you know?
Everybody should refuse a trade with him and let his team rot in hell.
Do you think Kamish listens to the podcast?
No.
No.
I've probably been kicked from the league once or twice.
How many guys?
Especially the drunken one.
How many guys do you think listen to the podcast? Are we talking about 20?
10.
Talking 10?
That's it.
Well, we got 5 here, so let's say 15.
Including us?
Yeah, including us.
So half of the league?
I mean, I don't listen to my own podcast. I post and then leave it alone.
Oh, I'll listen to that shit, man.
Except for the chip part last week, and I just couldn't stop laughing. I had to listen to it again. Oh, did everybody see the baby getting up and getting run over by the dogs?
What?
That GIF, Easy versus RFP, and he posted like...
Yeah.
RFP as a kid, and it shows the baby trying to stand up, and then the dogs turn the corner. I can't. I watched it for 15 minutes.
Oh, their GIF wars are great.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I know. I can't watch them at work.
Oh, I watched the bicycle one for like 10 minutes straight today.
I missed the
bicycle one. Oh my god.
EDP are like brothers.
Yeah.
what like Busta and Kados was?
Yeah.
Not that bad.
Okay.
I love last year because I looked back at the depth charts to see what I posted something as, and I love the one where the Spurs posted their first roster or second roster. I don't even remember. And he posted that old Spurs logo, and RFP went off on him. Those guys are good.
I want to say something. Y'all are really making me stress out about my SIG. Like, seriously, like, it's fucked up because I did a shitty one last year, and now everyone's doing SIGs, and I'm like, fuck, man, I gotta come hard this year.
Well,
fucking come hard. I gotta spend all kinds of.
Let's
time
talk on. About SIGs because Soundwave is an expert. Wave, you're SIG, man. You need to do something with that. Those birds? Look. Those birds?
Yeah, those fucking birds, man.
They creep me out.
Oh, I love it. I stole it off of someone from Saints Report, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I just last saw it, and I loved it so much, and I stole it. And I'm never changing it. It's stuck there. I could care less about my big – I'm not doing a big Raptors SIG like y'all or nothing like that. No, those
I
birds
love the Net SIG.
AWL?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
I tell you what, RFP and Easy, they bring out the best in one another, no doubt. Yeah, yeah. I'm so glad they're still around.
Yeah.
Or that RFP joined.
Yeah.
So, and Nola.
I love when he told him, like, what did he tell him? That, oh, you have to, if you join Fantasy League, we have our jerseys are done by Big Doves.
Yeah. That was great.
Well, guys, I think we're getting a little long at this point. That's what she said.
There is one more. There is one more little battle going on in the slow thread between Loco and Pelican 78.
Yeah, I was just reading it.
Yeah, I love Loco's post.
Loco like plays him.
He's like, do you realize you go through this every year? You talk yourself into the fact that you put up a better team against me. Spend all your thinking about how great hell even win the division, and just get disappointed when I end up better than you in the playoffs.
Oh, this is why Darth. Is why Darth is going to win the division.
Loco with the knockout.
Yeah. Well. All right. Well, guys, thanks for coming on. It was a lot of fun. I like the style a little bit better. I think we did a good job tonight. This is going to be a good one.
Yeah, I think it was.
You played a few on over beer.
It took a while getting used to.
Oh, we forgot to say Channing Frye's dick.
We got through most of the podcast without it. Wait, one last question. Do the Bucks have the most time in podcast history?
No, yeah. The Pistons would. Oh, there's the team.
Wait, what? The talking about the team. Well, the team, there was there was that bad start, and we did talk about them for a couple of weeks. So maybe.
Yeah, you did catch hell.
Yeah. Well, it happens.
You deserved it.
Well, here's to Kevin Martin's outside shooting. All right, signing out. Slow. Sim League over everything.
Peace.
Peace. I gotta find the stuff.